The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's going on, everybody? Terrence Pop here from Edonkulous.com, winning as seen on Tim Pool.
We were the center of the butthole of the universe, but we're getting attacked all the time.
On this show, you know I call marriage the mirage, right? But what came first, the chicken or the egg? Is marriage itself the actual mirage, or were you chasing a red-headed woman with big bazoombas in the desert because you were thirsty? Is she the mirage, or is the whole institution today a mirage?
It's not a bad question, Bert.
Well, to be fair, I don't know, but I do have some thoughts.
Giggity.
With that being said, I really don't drink as much as I used to, but please pour yourself the menagerie and let us begin. Yeah. Now, before we get too deep into this, I want to apologize for the air conditioner running in the background. It's goddamn hot in here. I'm sweating my balls off.
That's disgusting.
This top 10 list, you see what I did there? This is the deconstruction of said mirage. So next time you're feeling thirsty, settle for some water. It is much cheaper. Water doesn't take half, and well, unless it's a tsunami or a flash flood. But that's another story.
Move, you dumb bitch. Run. Run. Wow, fuck. Oh, fucking shit.
All right, so you're out knocking about at the bar, and somebody bumps into you with a nice 10-mile-an-hour bumper. You take the first step, and you risk rejection, which, contrary to popular belief, happens to us all the time. Rejection forges men and destroys ladies. Remember that.
I really miss you today for some reason. I know it's over, but I hope you're having a good day. I'm gonna go have some of the chocolates you gave me and watch a movie. I wish you were here. Sorry I sent that. I know you don't want to talk to me anymore. Bye. Sometimes I get sad because I miss you. Sorry, I've been drinking. Sweet dreams. Don't take any of that seriously. I'm still very materialistic, and my standards will never change. I'm so happy it's over. Of course I miss the affection, but you could never be my husband. Just too selfish and effeminate and soft. I'm gonna delete your number. Don't know why it's still here.
But... you get her contact information, what is the first thing you do? Back in my day, I'd wait the 3 days and then give her a call. Shit has changed a lot. Now, everyone has their own free background check via social media. So, you look her up and everything looks great, right?
Wrong.
And this is the first brick in the wall that she will eventually smash into. Number one. They use social media to build themselves up, to make their lives look glamorous. Bullshit! It is a carefully constructed illusion. And if she has over 10,000 followers, trust me, that illusion has been reinforced. Don't fall for this, dudes. If she looks like she has a glamorous lifestyle, it's probably financed with debt. Which is debt you will have to pay off in the future because your money is our money, right?
No! No, not Detroit! No!
And a lot of you guys are gonna fall for this because, you know, she's all right. She's good people. She loves me. Wrong! You are an ATM sock puppet, bro. Remove her hand from your anus. That's not to say social media is worthless, because it's not. somewhere on that Facebook page or Instagram, there will be pictures or posts. And if you dig deep enough, she will eventually tell on herself. But usually it is not obvious. You have to know what you're looking for.
Gonorrhea. No.
If there are two words out there that actually explain the modern woman lifestyle, they would be these. Plausible deniability. I think they picked that up from military intelligence, which is still an oxymoron. Space Ghost is on. The second brick in that wall is delaying responses to voicemails, calls, and texts. They want to create an illusion that they're in high demand. They are planting a seed of jealousy into your head under the illusion of competition. Because after all, she's the prize, right? It's still gay, goddammit.
Welcome.
They want to speed up the whole process of courtship so they can get the ring and a payday and maybe avoid that wall.
You serious?
We know exactly what you want us to think, but it's not working anymore. You want us to think that you're not sitting around waiting for us to call and text you back. Unfortunately, even if we believe it, it's still exactly what you're doing. The only person suffering in this whole bullshit is you. Why? You're lying to yourself and the man you want to marry. That is a great foundation for mirage, right? What could go wrong? 50% divorce.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
The third brick in the wall. Dudes, these ladies will test your ego. These ladies will love bomb the ever-loving shit out of you. Now, I'm not just talking about the slurp and suck. They're going to do that, too. In fact, I just came up with a name for a gas station.
Okay, we're going to have to go with a big fuck off.
What I'm talking about is spoon-feeding you and sometimes overfeeding you attention and compliments. In the beginning, it'll be innocuous, mundane stuff. But it will feel great. And why? Two reasons. One, everyone likes to feel appreciated. And number two, men have grown accustomed to not being appreciated, which has given women the ability to weaponize that attention against us. Because anything that can be given to you by another person can be taken away. These compliments are the shiny bait in the water. Reality is the hook that hits you in the cheek. She gives you compliments freely, but as soon as she knows she has you, she pulls them back. And why? You will change your behavior to earn those compliments back. We did a whole video on this carrot and stick method. It's called manipulation. Links down below. Everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about, and please tell your story in the comments below. But we haven't even got that far yet. She's still buttering up your butthole. People use butter as lube, right? Or is it just me? Space Ghost. The fourth brick in the wall. They cry in front of you. Shut up. They do this for three reasons. Go get a pen and write them down. I'll wait. Number one, just like the ego thing, they are testing your reaction. How do you handle an outburst of emotion? If you're supportive, maybe they'll keep you around. And it proves you're emotionally diligent, whatever the fuck that is supposed to mean. Just another buzz term created by women so they can control you in the modern age.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
The second reason they cry in front of you is it fucking works. You jump through hoops to help them. You give them shit. You do whatever you can to stop the crying.
Quick ball and quick ball. I told you they were a perfectly nice married couple.
It's an instantaneous gratification system that they've been using since, I don't know, the beginning of time.
I mean, yeah, I ate the apple, got us evicted from paradise and doomed the human race, but ain't that pussy good?
It sounds about right, Screen 5. And the third reason they cry in front of you is it flips switches in your reptile brain that maybe you should protect this woman. When? And quite frankly, dudes, I cannot judge you on this because we've all done it. We are biologically hardwired to defend the carriers and the raisers of our young. And the worst part is this. Women know this. So tread carefully. And the fifth brick in the wall, and this one takes place after she knows you are hooked in. You've had your first fight, and now she's pulling out the weapon all women know how to use, the silent treatment. And these women actually think we don't like it. Ha ha ha! Going fishing, Space Ghost.
How dare you?
So wait, let me get this straight here. The only thing I had to do in this household to get some peace and quiet is compare your underwear to a parachute? All day long. Hashtag no regrets, right? Screen 5. Of course, that's not the reaction they're looking for, but it is on the poker table. So what they're really doing here is punishing you for wrong think and speak, which usually entails holding them accountable, but, you know, that's just me. And of course, number 2, just like the ones before, they are testing your reactions. And if you react to them like I used to, they usually come crawling back. If they remove all attention from you and you act like you don't give a shit, usually they know they are fucking up. Because now you're reacting like a man with options.
He's right.
Do not allow yourself to be manipulated. I don't care how good it feels. Everyone likes a good mouth hug with a head bob. I can simp a thighs. But now listen, don't let it control your life. Because if you fall for this shit, you are going to fall into the Grand Canyon of cuckoldry. Happy wife, happy life. Shut up. Have 4 words strung together ever been that wrong? Except for duly elected President Biden, screen 5.
Come on, man.
So if you're stupid enough to crawl back into her good graces, I'm going to give you the same advice I gave my kids. You get what you get, you don't throw a fit. And that leads us to brick number 6 in the wall. She withholds affection. And if you've been watching this show for a decent amount of time, you've heard of the back burner blues, because we covered this phenomena. Links below.
It's really hard to talk to a woman with her mouth full of Peg D, because all you're really going to get is vowels.
Something that she used to offer to you and other dudes for free all of a sudden has a price tag on it. Suddenly, she doesn't owe you anything. You have to earn it. She is weaponizing affection to force your compliance.
What?
Let's be honest here. If she's weaponizing affection, the bird is on fire and you are heading for the exit to jump out with your reserve parachute and maybe you'll survive. But if you're stupid enough to belt yourself in and ride it all the way to the scene of the crash, well, then there's the next brick for you. All of a sudden, after a dry spell, they just start love bombing you again. And there's a few reasons for this. Spoiler alert, none of them are very good. Number 1, she's testing your reaction again, because that is the carrot after the stick. You see what I'm saying here, right? They want you to put up with the stick all of the time and then settle for the occasional carrot. And the second reason they do this, and gentlemen, this is going to hurt your feelings, she probably had an accident where she slipped and fell on another penis 220 times in a 5 to 7 minute period, and that penis was not yours.
You tripped, slipped on the floor, and accidentally stuck your dick in my wife. Whoops.
No matter how you look at it, number 3, the emotional manipulation is complete. And that is when shit starts to really get interesting. The 8th brick in the wall, the phrase, I'm fine. To quote a tagline from one of my favorite movies, be afraid, be very afraid. Because you're no longer in a relationship. Hell, you're not even in a relationship. You are in a mind-reading expectationship. This is where you're supposed to know everything that bothers her without her saying a word. And why? They want you to guess what the problem is because, you know, adults do that. Spoiler alert, ladies. In the modern era, men aren't taking this shit anymore. It'll get you pumped, dumped, and ghosted, and you'll have no one else to blame but yourself. And of course, your litany of toxic ex-boyfriends. Whatever. Here's the catch-22 with blame. It'll make you feel better, but in the long run, you're not going to grow because of it. Why do you think 50-year-old divorced women still act like teenagers? I'm just asking for a friend. Did you hear that? If you listen closely, you can hear all of the screeching coming from Box Wine and Catland. And I think it's coming from the Caucasian mountain range. Why are they doing this? Why? Brick number 9. They're bored, so they're whipping up drama for no reason. They think by doing this, it'll keep everything interesting.
Right.
If you are not happy unless you're fighting with your significant other, you're either a Latina or you have problems, perhaps both. I don't think my inbox is ready for the comments I'm going to get after that one, so Space Ghost is on. And another reason they do this, they just simply want to test you and see if you'll fight back. Now, I'm not saying fight back. I would never suggest that, or would I? Now, if she physically assaults you first, equal rights, equal lefts, maybe a hip toss to the ground, a reminder, stop that shit. What they really want to see is you standing your ground when confronted with bullshit. And if worse comes to worst, they bring out the tactical nuke, past arguments. Remember all those things they forgave you for? Well, they never did forgive you. It got organized in the Hurt Locker to be deployed for future use. And that future is now, tomorrow, next week, next year, forever.
Forever. Forever.
And here's the real bad news. If you just say, fuck it, and quit fighting back, you have literally flushed all of the respect she had for you down the toilet.
Oh my God! Frank! Did you do this? You're an asshole.
And at that point, I hope you set the egg timer because she's gonna cheat on you. And that brings us to the last brick in the pop 10. And this is when you know shit has really gone off the rails. She will start flirting with other men right in front of you. And why do they do this? Because they're stupid, Screen 5. They actually believe men think like they do. I got news for you, ladies. You're wronger than two boys fucking in church, using the incense burner as a butt plug. And the priest is recording the whole thing in 4K and streaming it directly to Twitch.
Let's fucking go, horsey. Oops, am I drowning you? No!
No matter what effinism tells you, we, men and women, are not the same. Women want men with options. Men want women that will give them peace. Because for women, being chosen from the many makes them valuable. And for men, finding a woman that contributes to your peace aids in your sanity, and you really can't put a price on that. So you think you're doing this to keep your man's interest, but you are driving a wedge into your own relationship shit. So ladies, remember this. If he's worth keeping, he's worth not toying with.
What I don't understand is why that's so difficult.
Treat us with the same respect that you want, and maybe, just maybe, you'll get the happy wife, happy life treatment. But if you keep doing this shit, it's not gonna happen. You will wind up broke, alone, drinking from boxed wine in the middle of Catland.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
So next time you want to shit test a good dude, just remember what Uncle Pop said. And maybe you too can avoid becoming the next mayor of boxed wine and Catland. Why settle for mayor when you can be the warden at Meowschwitz, Screen 5? Now I'm putting this out to the entire regiment. We only covered 10, and this only really scratches the surface. So let us know what we missed, comments below. And if we get enough of them, you'll get another episode. Winning! So if you like this material, please subscribe and like. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
I triple dog dare you!
And because this is technically a digital street corner, check the QR codes below, send us some money. Feel kind of dirty. Oh look. A whore in the corner. That usually means she's had another penile collision and she feels guilty.
That happened to me. When I was with the half-Sicilian chick, Christina, one day, for no reason at all, I just showed up at her place and she just like, as soon as I stepped in, she like shut the door behind me, pinned me against it, and then like just started making out with me. I was like, and she had not done anything like that in months.
Yeah, yeah.